For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If this is a pretty new Sunday for you, one of the things that we are focusing on this year is pursuing God. In other words, we don't want to be satisfied with our status quo in our relationship with God. We want more. We want to do better. It's just like the relationship with your spouse. You don't want it to be idle or to get static. You want it to be growing. You want it to be interesting. You want her to like you, guys, right? You want her to like you continuously. So one of the things that we're doing as Christians is we want that as well. Growing our relationship with God. We don't want it to become just average. We want to pursue God. That's what he calls us to do. And we're looking at different ways to pursue God. And this week we're pursuing God with love, which matches what the kids are learning about and matches that scripture. God loved the world so much. God loved the world so much. So I thought, well, let's look at love. Let's learn about love today. So I did a study on love, and I thought what I would do is, by the way, you guys and gals have a craft that you can go do. You can go do that now. Thank you for sharing your scripture. They're going to be, yeah, good job. They're going to be right over there, and they're going to make something. They're going to do a craft. So I thought what I would do is I would talk about one of the parables of Jesus, because no one taught better about love than Jesus, right? So we're learning about love, and Jesus is the greatest teacher of love. So I thought, what parable can I talk about? And I went through the parables, and I couldn't really figure out a good parable to use. And finally it hit me, just talk about them all. So I went and looked at all of the parables that Jesus taught about that include or involve love and the direction to love. I think I have that list up here. Yes, there they are. That may not be a full list, but that's a pretty good list of parables about love. There are two things that we can learn from these parables, that each of these parables that Jesus taught from contains two common things about love. Number one, love unconditionally, and number two, love actively. Okay? Love unconditionally. So we're going to look at these two things, loving unconditionally. In each of these parables, there are characters in these stories that absolutely do not deserve the love that they received. They didn't earn it. They didn't merit it. Nor is it possible for them to pay that love back, right? For instance, the prodigal son. He chose to be disrespectful to his dad and took his portion of his inheritance even before his dad passed on, and blew it on stupid stuff and found himself broke, alone, and starving. He didn't deserve the love that he was going to receive. I want to take you on a little side note on this prodigal son story. In Luke 15:17, it says he found himself. But when he came to his senses, or came to himself, when I was reading this, I thought, you know what? I'm thankful that God gives us opportunities to come to our senses, aren't you? And I was kind of surprised that the Bible worded it that way, but it did. When we come to our senses, we have these aha moments. And isn't it interesting that mankind is more himself when he is headed towards home and towards his father? You may have heard someone say the phrase, well, I'm just looking for myself. I'm trying to find myself. The thing is, just like the prodigal son, when you realize that the world can offer you nothing except failure, grief, misery, shame, and guilt, and eventually death. The world can offer you nothing except these things, and you decide that you're going to head home to your Father. That's when you find yourself. That's the truest self that you can be. Coming to your senses. So anyway, back to the prodigal son. He was still in that position because of his own choosing. The love shown to him was undeserved and unwarranted. Even the Good Samaritan, for a couple of reasons, we see undeserved love in this story as well. See, Jesus says that this certain traveler goes from Jerusalem to Jericho, which was an 18-mile trip. It's Jerusalem is high and Jericho is low, a difference of 3,600 feet in altitude. So this pathway, this road, is very windy, full of big rocks, and up until even later in history, this road is called the Bloody Road because this was a perfect place for road pirates to hang out, camp out right behind a bend and rob people. It was said that people should not and would not go down this road alone. And we wonder why this traveler that Jesus spoke of was going down this road alone. And not only that, but the audience that he's writing to here would assume that this traveler is Jewish. And it was a Samaritan that helped this Jew. And Samaritans and Jews did not get along. There was love there that was unwarranted. Even the lost coin, you may say, well, Jeff, how in the world is a lost coin unmerited love? How does it have to play in there? Luke 15:10, right after this parable, he says, in the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Undeserved love that cannot be repaid. Loving in this way is difficult. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easiest for us to maybe even teach on it or read about it or think about it. But it's difficult to live this kind of love because we can't do it on our own. This agape love is a godly love. It's not always that easy. It's easy to love the people that love you. That's easy. But Jesus says, love the ones that outwardly and vocally very much hate you. When they try to cancel you, when they loudly stand against everything that you stand for, and yet then they try to convince people that you're the ones being offensive. Yeah, those people we have to love. Matthew 5, starting with verse 43. I want to read this passage to you. This is Jesus talking. He says this, you've heard it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. Sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the IRS does that. Yeah. If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfect by loving your enemies. And what does love look like? 1 Corinthians 8:1, Paul writes this, now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. In this passage, Paul was having an issue with churchy type people that were being judgmental of others. So there was meat in those days that were being sacrificed to animals. As a matter of fact, a lot of the meat in those days were sacrificed, I said, to animals, to false gods. And it was against Jewish religion to eat that meat. And so it was, became very easy for the people that were very spiritually educated, super spiritualists, it was easy for them to begin to look down on others because they didn't get it and they would be eating meat that had been previously sacrificed to other gods. They would make them feel less. For example, you might get a little bit bent out of shape when someone shows up at your church and they're not dressed properly. Yeah. Maybe they're wearing clothes that you think they probably shouldn't be wearing to church. That's what Paul's talking about there. Love edifies. It got quiet on that one. Don't make people feel less because of how they look. It's easy to love the people that dress like you. Jesus says loves the ones that don't. It's easy to love the people that vote just like you do. Jesus says love the ones that don't. It's easy to love the ones that believe like you. Jesus says, love the ones that don't. Love unconditionally. That means you get nothing in return. You don't even expect anything in return. Even when your love and gratitude isn't accepted, even when no one sees it, when no one will ever even know about it, even to the people that hate you, hurt you, and cancel you, you still have to love them. That's the agape love that Jesus taught about. Now, you might need to love some people from a distance, and that's okay, right? Sometimes we have to love, and it's better to love from a distance. I can't get involved in your world, but I'm going to love you from back here. But what that means is, if I ever pray about it, think about it, or talk to others about it, it's in an edifying way, not a belittling way. Amen? Jesus said, thank you. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. I can't pay God back. I didn't act like God or look much like God when he accepted me and loved me, but he did. Jesus, as a matter of fact, Jesus loved me when I was rotten. So what that means is I need to love you when you're rotten. And what that means is we need to love them when they're rotten. Amen? But there's different levels of rotten. I know. Love unconditionally. The second thing we learned from these parables that were common to all of them is love actively. Love is accompanied by action. Every time agape love is accompanied by action. Genuine agape love that matters is an action and a lifestyle. 1 John 3:16 says this. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. That's Jesus' love in action. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's our love in action. Verse 18 says, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. I want to read some of these other scriptures here to you that talk about agape love accompanied by action. Just painting a biblical picture for you about agape love. John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:31, but so that the world, and this is Jesus speaking here, so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let us go from here. John 21:15. This is when Jesus gets Peter and talks and asks him the question, do you love me? And he said three times that he did. 21:15, do you love me? Tend my lambs. Do you love me? Shepherd my sheep. 2 John 1:6 says, and this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. If you know who Pastor J. Dwight Burchett is or was, well, my first pastor as a child, you have heard him say probably many times, love isn't love until it is given away. Amen? It's not really love until it's given away. So these teaching parables of Jesus teach us the importance of loving unconditionally and loving actively. And we want to teach our kids this as well. They learn great by example, by the way. And Jesus is our perfect example, because we learn by example too. In Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here is a love that is undeserved. It is unconditional. There's no way I can pay it back. Many times his love is even unappreciated, unreciprocated, and unaccepted. And yet he still endured the shame and torture and death to pay for our sins so we could connect to God. Unconditional and active love. See, when we read these scriptures, when I began to look at these scriptures and do this study, I began to realize that, you know what, I think that I'm pretty much a loving guy, and then I realize there's a lot for me to learn about love, right? I think we can learn continuously about love. We need to think about that. Jesus said in Mark 12:30, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. William Barclay, an author that I read pretty often, said this. Would you get a load of this? There's a famous saying, love God and do whatever you like. If love is the mainspring of a man's heart, his whole life is dominated by love for God and love for his fellow man. He needs no other law, for the law of love makes all other laws unnecessary. Think about that. The law of love makes all other laws unnecessary. Paul puts it like this, Romans 13:8. Owe nothing to anyone except love. As a Christian, we're actually indebted to love each other. It's like you ask me for a loan, and I say, no, I'm not going to give you a loan. I'm just going to give you money. I'm going to give you $1,000. But I need for you to give it away to somebody. But as soon as you do, I'm going to give you $5,000, and I need to give you need to give that away. And then I'm going to give you $10,000, but you need to give that away. We can never pay God back, but he wants us to owe other people the love that he's given us. And it's still free, right? So my challenge to all of us today, challenge your children this as well, your grandchildren. Don't forget about the love part of our Christian walk. It is vital. That means that we have to be careful of what we say. It means we have to be careful of what we post on Facebook or what we tweet or even what we think or believe about someone. If you would stand with me and let's end in a prayer. We find these words in 1 Corinthians 14:1 and 2 Timothy 2:22, pursue love. And then we read in 1 John 4:8, God is love. So to pursue God, we must pursue love. Right? Anybody want to write that down while it's fresh on your mind? Maybe a new tattoo idea? Sorry, I went too far. Well, I want you to know that I love you. Jill and I love you. And as much as we love all of you, we don't love you as much as God does. It is unbelievable how much He loves you. It's crazy. Crazy love. But it's valuable. It's wonderful. Tap into it. Give it away. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we can never say thank you enough to something that is so almost not understandable to us, how you love us. But God, as much as I can understand this and accept this in my life, I want to say thank you for it, and I want to ask for your help in reminding me daily to show your love to other people, to spread love to our community where I shop and work and go to school and church. Help me to love regardless of what people look like or act like. As a matter of fact, help me to love the most difficult lovable people. Teach us more about love all the time. And thank you for loving us through it all. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Folks, take with you the ability to impact lives everywhere you go. Thanks for being here today. You are dismissed.